Community Matters, solutions to local issues and leaders who are making a positive difference.
Hey, it's Megan from The Morning Show on your encouraging WPER. Welcome to another edition of Community Matters. I'm excited to share with you about an organization that I just recently found out about, and it's Fredericksburg Christian Health Center, FCHC. We're going to be talking with two people from this organization, and so I will let them introduce themselves to you and tell you all about FCHC. Well, Aaron and Dr. Steiner, welcome to Community Matters. I'm so glad to have the opportunity to share with our listeners about Fredericksburg Christian Health Center. But on that note, could I ask you, Dr. Steiner, we'll start with you. Could you tell us a little bit about what FCHC is and your role within it?
Sure. So Fredericksburg Christian Health Center, or FCHC, is a family practice medical clinic. I am currently the only physician at the practice, and the CEO and medical director as well. And FCHC, not only are we a family practice clinic, but we are a nonprofit ministry. We provide a third of our services, our charity care, taking care of people that don't have health insurance.
Wonderful. Thank you. And Aaron, could you also let us know what your role within FCHC is?
Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Erin Brown, and I'm the practice manager here, and I'm here just a little bit over a year now.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much. I am curious, FCHC, how did it get its start? What was sort of the impetus behind, we need something like this for our community, let's get it going?
So FCHC started in January of 2003. Dr. Tim Powell is the founder of the Fredericksburg Christian Health Center, and he just really had on his heart to take care of the uninsured in our community. When Dr. Powell went into medicine, just like myself, we went in with the idea that God had called us into medicine, and initially thinking, you know, that we'd be called to do foreign missionary work. But as he was practicing medicine here in the Fredericksburg community, he just saw the incredible need to take care of the poor that were not getting care anywhere else. And so God led him to start Fredericksburg Christian Health Center.
So with nearly 20 years of operation then in this area, can I ask you, what sort of growth has FCHC seen over the years?
So we have seen a lot of growth. When Dr. Powell started the clinic, it was him and three staff members. And in terms of providing charity care, they provided about 800 visits of charity care. Over the years, we have grown to, at one point, having staff of over 20 people and providing up to 4,000 visits of charity care each year. Over the last few years, we have added nutritional services to our clinic, and just this year, we have added psychiatric services and social work.
Can I ask you, do you have any feedback, maybe, as you get people who come through? Do you get any feedback from them?
So the feedback that we get from our patients is often very positive in two ways. The feedback from the patients that don't have insurance or perhaps have Medicaid insurance and could not get seen anywhere else are just thrilled that we're willing to see them and take care of them. And also that the care that they receive is no different than the care that any of our other patients that have insurance receive. They walk into a clinic that doesn't look like a stereotype charity clinic or free clinic. They're treated with dignity and respect, and they receive a high level of care from people that are compassionate and show that they really care about them. And so our patients really love that and tell us that they see that difference in our clinic versus perhaps other charity clinics that they've been to. We also get great feedback from all of our patients that we aren't just looking at their a very narrow focus of medical care. We don't look at our patients as blood pressure readings or as lab results. We really look at the whole person. We believe very strongly that the mind, body, and spirit are very well connected, and that your health, that the health of the patient incorporates the body, mind, and spirit. And we focus on all three of these aspects in our care for each patient. So we're not just looking at a very narrow physical focus, but we're also looking at the emotional needs of our patients and the spiritual needs of our patients as well, and incorporate all three of these aspects in our care. And patients love that. Many, many patients will tell me that they've never had a doctor ask them for prayer before. And we ask our patients all the time if they would like us to pray for them. And we pray for healing. We pray for specific healing if they've had an injury or just had a diagnosis, a cancer diagnosis or some other diagnosis. But we also pray for what's going on in their personal lives. And again, recognizing that a patient's health is more than just a physical measurement or something that we can observe. There's so many factors that go into whether we're in good health or bad health. And it may be a financial need. It may be a family need to stop something, a struggle that the family is going through. And so being involved in our patients' lives in that way and taking the time to listen to them, but also taking the time to really pray for them about each of these aspects of their lives, we strongly believe influence their overall health. And our patients, for the most part, are very happy to receive that from us.
Wonderful. Thank you. I'm also curious, it seems kind of like an obvious question, but how is FCHC even possible? Like, for those who are uninsured, I mean, obviously there's reasons that they can't get insurance. So how is FCHC able to provide these services to a community who so desperately needs it?
Yeah, that is a great question. The only way that we're able to provide the services that we can is through the support of others. So we get support from private donors. There's Christian businesses that support us as well. There's churches that support us. And then we also get support from our grant money. And we actually get a lot of support from Mary Washington Hospital as well. So we would not be able to do what we do at all, you know, with a third of our services not being reimbursed for. And even more so, all those things I mentioned of how we take time to listen to people and really address all the different aspects of their health and their lives and taking time to pray with patients. When you do that, you can't see 20 or 30 people a day if you're spending a good amount of time with each person. And so we don't see as many people as many of our peers do. And so that reduces our revenue as well. And so we really are dependent on the support of others in order to provide the high quality of care and the holistic care that we do to our patients.
I know that one of the frustrating pain points for me as a patient often is being able to get in and get seen and get an appointment. So can I ask you, how difficult is it to make an appointment with FCHC?
Well, right now it's very difficult because one of our nurse practitioners and one of our physician's assistants are both on maternity leave.
Gotcha.
So unfortunately, right now, it is challenging. And actually, this year, we had to close the practice to new patients because of short staffing. But I'm very excited to announce that in March, we have a new physician joining the practice. Dr. Michael Carter is a Christian physician who's coming up and joining us from Georgia. He has a mission heart, just like myself. And so we will be opened up to new patients in the new year. There should be no problem coming in and getting an appointment, allowing us to take care of you.
Fantastic. Aaron, I'd love to bring you into this conversation just a little bit, because I want to ask from your perspective, what do you think it would be like if FCHC wasn't there?
Oh, boy. Having a long background with Mary Washington Healthcare, I have seen how this community has been impacted by the resources that are available to them. And without them, you know, we would have to force them to travel probably further south or further north to get more state care. So knowing that we have this facility, you know, right here in the Fredericksburg area, you know, in our local counties, is just, it's been so instrumental in collaborating care within our community, as well as, you know, our local hospitals and specialty groups. So we're very fortunate to be able to have this facility here in our community.
Amazing. Thank you. Dr. Steiner, could I also ask, what are your hopes and dreams for FCHC in the future? Like, you just announced that you've got a new physician joining. What are some other big things that you're hoping that will happen in the next, you know, year or 5 years?
So over the past few years, FCHE has been collaborating more and more and strengthening our partnerships with other ministries in the community who take care of the poor or the least of these. So ministries like Micah Ministries, Transitions for You, Lucha, Zoe Freedom Center, Choices Women's Center, Mary Shelter and Powerhouse, Team Challenge, all these different groups that we provide medical care for the people that they serve. And I just see us strengthening those partnerships more and more in the future. And I see FCHC providing more and more care kind of outside of the four walls of our clinic and more into the community where care is needed more and it's harder for those patients to access care. I also see us providing more and more mental health services as this is such a great need in our community. Mm-hmm. And I think the last couple of years have proved to us that, you know, life is very challenging for many of us. And, you know, we all have our ups and downs, and this has a great impact on our health in many ways. And so I had mentioned that this year we started partnering with a Christian psychiatrist and we've added a social worker to our team. And my hope is that we can add a clinical counselor also and really incorporate the mental health aspect into our care to a greater extent that we can do right now.
I would imagine it's not an easy undertaking deciding to launch a ministry that, you know, completely medically based, and you're not accepting insurance. It's a huge undertaking. So I'm asking, like, what do you think have been the keys to the success of FCHC? What do you think has allowed it to grow so greatly over the last almost 20 years?
Yeah. So I do want to clarify that we do take care of patients with insurance also.
Perfect.
So we're not entirely caring for patients without insurance. That's about a third of our care, but two-thirds of our patients have insurance of all insurance types. So private insurance, federal insurance, Medicare, Medicaid. So we do care for the patients that do have insurance.
Wonderful.
But yeah, some of the keys to success trying to do this undertaking that God has called us to. I mean, number one is God's grace and his support. We could not do it at all without him. And there's been many years where we look back and think, okay, how did we make it through the year? How did ends meet, you know, or how did we accomplish what was accomplished? And it can only be explained by God's blessing. So that's definitely first and foremost. Second, like I mentioned before, is that community support that we really could not do what we do without the support of Mary Washington Hospital, mm-hmm. Without the support of our private donors. We have our office space rent-free, which is a huge blessing. And like I said, we have many churches and businesses and private donors that support us. So that is super key. I do believe that our approach to medicine is a key to our success, that we do take care of the poor in a way that they feel that they are being treated respectfully and that it's a place that they know they can come to and feel loved on and not just, you know, part of a charity program. And that our patients also really experience that we are addressing their healthcare needs in a way that's different than pretty much anywhere else that they would go, and so that they can come and receive high quality care, holistic care, and know that they're supporting a ministry that is taking care of others. Many patients will say that they like coming to us, not just because they like us as physicians and our staff, you know, are friendly and everything like that, but they like that they know that they're copay or their insurance dollars are helping to take care of someone else also.
Wonderful. Thank you. Can I also ask, and if no, that's fine. I feel like there may be people listening who are curious. Do you take volunteers in regards to, you know, helping to provide any of the services, or are you strictly like a hire based situation where you know, actually bring on physicians as full-time employees and partners?
Right. So Most of our staff are paid staff. But we certainly need volunteers as well. We have mostly on the nursing staff and administrative staff. We almost always have volunteers helping us in one way or another. And so we definitely need volunteers. I'd say one of the areas that volunteers can be very helpful is actually by praying with patients. So we have volunteer chaplains, and you don't have to be ordained or, you know, think of yourself as an official chaplain. But volunteers that just come into the clinic and help patients fill out applications, charity applications for our program, or applications to be able to get free medicines, or applications to sign up for Medicaid if they qualify. Many of the patients are illiterate or just have trouble doing some basic things. And so we have volunteers that help in that process or help coordinate care for those who need extra help. But we also have volunteers that simply pray with patients. And we, the staff, especially the medical staff, we try to pray with as many patients as we can. We try to take extra time to do that. But there is the reality that I can't spend a half hour with every single patient.
Yes.
There's not just enough hours in the days to do that. And so to have volunteers that can come in, and if I am running, 40 minutes behind, that can come into that exam room and say, I'm sorry, Dr. Steiner's running behind. My name is so-and-so. Is there something I can pray with you about while we wait? And many patients have been really blessed by that. Volunteers who are willing to help us in that aspect is huge, as well as helping on the administrative side, or if someone does have a nursing background, or if there is a physician out there that would like to volunteer with the clinic, we would love to have you.
Wonderful. Thank you. And then I understand, in addition to volunteering in different ways that someone may be able to help in that respect, are there other ways that the community can get involved?
Yeah, so other ways is certainly supporting us financially. I mentioned that we are dependent on donations from private donors, as well as businesses or churches that would like to partner with us. We do put on fundraising events and often need volunteers for those events. Just letting Aaron know, hey, I'd like to help out. This is a way I'd like to help. On our website, we actually have a form volunteer application where you can list, here's the skills I have, or here's what I'd be interested in doing, here's how many hours a month I could volunteer, and we can help kind of plug you in to what fits your needs as well as to what fits our needs.
Wonderful.
And
thank
you. Of course, you can certainly pray for us.
Yes.
Please put us on your prayer list and pray for us.
Wonderful. Thank you. Now, I understand you talked about, financial donations and having financial support and how key that is. I understand you have a fundraising event coming up in March. Could you tell me a bit about that?
We are really excited to be welcoming Brian and friends. He is a comedian ventriloquist, very seasoned in his craft, and I had the pleasure of seeing him this past fall up in the Lancaster area, and was able to secure a date for March 4th at Spotswood Baptist Church at 6:30, and we're just really excited to have this type of family-friendly fun night. This will be the first time FCHTC is doing an event like this, so for all your listeners out there, we would love for you to join us, and tickets should be going on sale at the end of January.
Wonderful. Thank you. And where can people go to get those tickets?
At our website at www.fchc.us, and there's a link under events, and when the tickets go on sale, you should be able to just click the link and purchase tickets.
Wonderful. Thank you both so much. I don't actually have any further questions, but before I end interviews, I always love to just make sure, is there anything else that you did not get a chance to talk about that you want to make sure is included?
Yes, thank you, Megan. So another way that that people in the community can support the clinic is that we do run a food bank through the clinic. And also we'll provide you know, like just basic like hats and gloves and things like that during the winter months for our homeless patients. So we often have churches partner with us. Currently, Lifepoint Church is partnering with us, donating food bags as well as toys and school supplies for kids. And we've had other churches as well as just our patients donate food throughout the years for us to put together food bags and food boxes that we have out in our lobby that anyone can come and take. So partnering us with us in those types of ways to meet some of the physical needs of our patients who are in need is another way people can donate to us.
Thank you both so much for your time. I am grateful to learn about FCHC and the role that it plays within the community and just to be able to share this with our listeners.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And that concludes another edition of Community Matters. Thank you once again for hanging with us today. And of course, if you'd like to hear audio from any of these interviews again, you can do so right on our website, WPER.org. Have a great day.